Jose, I say, Jose, it's time to wake up.
Buenos días, señorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View podcast. To paraphrase what Sam the American Eagle would say, it's a salute to all things Walt Disney, but mostly Walt Disney World. A former cast member, a longtime lover of the parks, and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, Dave brings you his unique perspective about the Walt Disney World Resort. Now please remain quietly seated throughout our tour, and we ask that there be no eating, drinking, smoking, or flash photography. Our podcasters are frightfully sensitive to bright lights. So put on your virtual mouse ears, sit back, and relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. How is everybody doing? Well, this time I'm coming to you with another live remote from the Walt Disney World Resort. You know, we look for economy when we come to the parks. Now, I love staying in a Walt Disney World Resort. There's a magic to it when you stay at the resorts, but it can be a little pricey. And we're a family of five, and it's a little tricky to find enough space where you're comfortable, given that it's given the prices and everything. And of course, you can hear the tram in the background. Given everything, it just seems like sometimes it's a little more pricey to do it that way. So we chose to stay off property and actually go and stay at a Hampton Inn. And I got to tell you, it was really a good deal. We're staying for 3 nights, and we got the hotel for, I think it's, I want to say it's $160, and all five of us, a spacious room, and it includes a hot breakfast. So it's kind of hard to pass on that and decide to go somewhere else and actually stay on a Disney property when you get this benefit. And, you know, it's one of those things where it just seemed like it was such a great opportunity, we chose to do it instead of going and staying at an all-star resort or something. Now, I know we have to pay for parking, but I can live with that. That's all right. It worked out pretty well for us from a financial perspective. So it's one of those things where you just have to make a decision. What's the most effective thing for you and how much, you know, how you want to spend your money? We decided we'd spend more money doing other things and less money on a hotel. You know, realistically, how much time do you spend in a hotel anyway? So that's kind of how I viewed it. Now, that's not to say that next time we may stay at a Disney hotel. Who knows? It depends on where the value is for us at that point. So as you might have guessed, our choice for the second day was the Magic Kingdom. Where else would you go? I mean, the Magic Kingdom is like the greatest, right? I always love it. I always say the same thing when I'm walking down Main Street because it's so much fun. Gotta love every minute of it. Just look at the castle, listen to the music, and get transported somewhere else. The park happens to be decorated for Halloween because Halloween is tomorrow, and that makes it just a little bit different. You know, you don't always see it decorated like this. It's only decorated like this for a few weeks every year, and because they do the Halloween parties on this weekend around it, Halloween is actually tomorrow, it works out really well. It's just kind of neat, a very special sort of feeling. It's just a gorgeous Florida day. Temperatures in the low 80s, you can't beat it. Yeah, like I said, great day here is better than a great day at work any day.
Jesse. Alright, so where else do we go?
Pirates?
Oh, look!
Oh, Chip and Dale. Incredible in Frozone. Yeah, we saw them yesterday, didn't we? I love about, you know, the sort of the impromptu nature of things and how things, just fun things, await around every corner. I was just recording that last piece and all of a sudden I started hearing different music coming over the PA system, and there's the Celebrate Parade, Celebrate a Dream with us. I think it's just fantastic. It just makes it really exciting and everybody's having fun, and I think it's tremendous. So let's move on. One of the cool things about being in the parade or seeing the parade like that is watching some of the cast members that work either in the parade or along the parade route who aren't involved with the parade at all. Actually, the ones who aren't involved at all are a little more interesting because you can feel it from them. They get into it. They start to, you know, kind of like sing along and dance along with the music. They kind of get into it and start to enjoy themselves just a little bit. And it's a little different than, you know, just being a cast member who works in a backstage area and you don't get to interact with guests, because here you're hearing music and really just enjoying the music and the fun. And you can see them, you can sense it from them. They're just enjoying it. So here comes the parade down the street, and they start dancing a little bit, and their mouths are moving to the music, and you know they're miming the words, and it's great. And I always feed off that energy just a little bit. And if you've never noticed it before, just walk along Main Street, and as the parade is starting, especially this parade in the middle of the day, if you're walking along Main Street and you see the cast members there, you'll see them start to like jiggy to the music. It's the people who are selling balloons. The PhotoPass people, all those people, I mean, they see the parade like 20 times a week, so of course they're going to know it by heart, but it's really neat to see them kind of get into it and really enjoy it, and watch them interact with the parade as it's going on. It's kind of fun, and it gives you a certain vibe to it, so if you've never watched them before, watch them. It's really pretty fun to kind of get that feeling. You get a sense of what it's like to be a cast member. Yeah, you've seen it a lot, but you really still can enjoy it. You can still just get into it, and I think that's pretty cool. So, funny thing, as we were getting off the Buzz Lightyear ride, my daughter was getting out of the car, and she knocked her foot into the little open part there, where the part swings open, and her shoe came off. And so she's getting out and her shoe's off, and so I stopped a cast member and I said, "Hey, my daughter's shoe came off." And she goes, "No problem." And she goes, "Let me check around for it." And she actually walked to the back of the line and got in one of the cars as one was empty. Had a little grabber, and she was just looking down there, and she just saw it, and she scooped it right up and gave it back to me. And I thought that was really cool. And she said if that hadn't worked, she would have called downstairs and had somebody go look for it in the machines. And I was like, this is really cool. I mean, you know, as a cast member, I can really appreciate going that extra mile, you know, because that's really what it's all about. Would have been easy to just say, we'll look for it, call us tomorrow, right? But it was better and great customer service to just take care of me right then and just get that shoe back and give it back to me. And certainly my daughter was happy to not be walking around without a shoe, but it was pretty cool. And I always like to give shout out to the cast members who did that. So Katie, thanks for hooking us up with that shoe. Okay, we'll go up the ramp. Here we go. Going up, 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 up.
Isn't that cool?
Thank you. sure to visit Space Mountain while you're here for an adventure that's out of this world. Inside this rotating theater, four families welcome you into their homes of yesterday and today, starting way back at the turn of the 20th century. Join Mike Wazowski and all his pals at Monsters Incorporated Laughmore. Share the fun.
Construction is well underway for the Fantasyland expansion with the princess-themed Storyland, and it was interesting to kind of walk around back there and take a look around, because at the time I was there, both the Mad Tea Party and the Adventures of Winnie the Pooh were both closed, and it was kind of interesting as I looked at both of them. I was thinking, wow, you know, they must be, I'm guessing they're doing some renovations and probably redoing the facades a little bit to better match with the lands, but it was kind of funny that, you know, it was closed back there, because as you walked along, there was nothing. I mean, you came back from where the Grand Prix is, and you walked around that side until you got all the way over to the carousel. there really was nothing. There was just walls. And then both sides, the walls said, pardon our dust, please pardon our dust. We're making way for a better tomorrow. And on both sides, the walls were saying something like, please pardon our dust. We're making for a better tomorrow. And they had all these Walt quotes on it and everything. And I think it's going to be a really interesting and fun land once they finish it. But for now, it's kind of tough to take as a Disney fan. You walk in there and there's just not so much happening back in that area. You can see a number of different buildings being erected, and you can see a couple of construction cranes back there, or you could at least at the time I was there. And I found that to be kind of intriguing because you can see a lot of things happening. And I think that's, it could be a very positive thing, taking advantage of all the princess stuff. And what I also found interesting as I walked around the park was how many little girls were walking around wearing princess costumes. It was just amazing to me, the number that I saw there who were all made up, and I'm guessing many of them went to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and got their makeup done, and I just thought that was really cool. And, I know we were close to Halloween, so that probably had something to do with it too, but it really does show the power of the princesses.
To be continued in the next podcast.
Most of the music you're hearing on this podcast is from a friend of the show named Craig Brown. Craig does a number of things in the techno space. You can find Craig's music on myspace.com/soundA as an apple. And my thanks also to Doug over at geekacres.net for his rendition of a Jack Wagner classic. And now we've reached our destination in the 21st century. Yes, I know, it went by so fast. But don't worry, because the future is always in front of us. Thanks for riding with us. Please collect your personal belongings and step onto the moving platform. The platform and your car are moving at equal yet opposite speeds, so watch your head and step. If you have questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or would just like to ask Dave a question about Disney planning or anything else, send him an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. And now, I gotta be moving along.
He's looking for a little more adventure. I'm heading for a little bit of fun now. He's hoping for a little more excitement. Time to be moving along. It's time to be moving along. Time to be moving along.